I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. This next story on the show today is about failure. That's all you really need to know. Oh, okay, it also helps to know that failures can often lead to great achievements. Here's The World's Jason Margolis.
Serene Grama had a great idea. I mean, a really terrific idea. It was so good that MIT awarded him one of its most prestigious entrepreneurship prizes. His team built an invention using old car parts to heat water in rural parts of the developing world. Think of the possibilities. Medical clinics could sterilize devices, or people could just take a hot shower. Revolutionary, right? Grama took the invention to India and got this reaction.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But here's our problem.
Grama had made a classic mistake, designing a technology looking for a problem to solve. Rural Indians didn't want to talk about hot water. They wanted to talk about milk.
India is the largest producer and consumer of milk in the world. And all that has to be collected in this very time-critical process, which leads to a lot of spoilage. Low-quality milk that, you know, it's been sitting around for hours in the sun.
Grama set aside his award-winning solar water heater and focused on milk instead. He moved to India and soon realized the main thing making milk go bad was unreliable power.
The thing to understand is that all these villages do have power. They don't have it 24 hours a day.
But if Grama could tap into the power grid when it was on and store energy, he could keep milk cold. The challenge was building a better battery.
It's a thermal battery. It's like making ice. We make ice. The process of freezing a material stores energy, and when that material melts, it releases the energy.
It worked. Grama's team has sold 300 large industrial milk chillers in India so far. Take a moment and think about what this means. Millions upon millions of gallons of milk are no longer being wasted. That's fewer people getting sick and less money being lost by small rural farmers. The MIT Sloan School of Management was so impressed with Grama that they're bringing him to teach this fall as its first ever entrepreneur in residence to focus solely on the developing world. So, first, MIT gives him an award for inventing a solar heater. Then the university gives him a job because few wanted to buy it.
Many entrepreneurs fail the first, second, even third time, and having someone who can be honest with the students is very important.
Georgina Campbell-Flatter is executive director of the Legatum Center for Development and Entrepreneurship at MIT. Here, they encourage students to get out of the lab and into the developing world to tackle real problems.
How do I think through the import-export challenges of moving my medical device from Boston to Lagos? How do I share profits with an artist who lives in rural India when they don't have a bank account?
I used to work in Rwanda. And I was working with farmers, and we had major struggles securing transport that was reliable for them. And
also recent MIT master's grad Sai Masood Hamzi is now camped out at a shared workspace on campus. He's launching a company to improve trucking service in Rwanda. He describes his company as Uber for commercial trucks in Africa. Hamzi has been getting guidance on a near-daily basis from Serene Grama, the milk guy.
This program is trying to help push us to make sure we're not just coming out, or, you know, often looking at things very simplistically or paternalistically. Well, these people have some problem, poor them. I know I have the right knowledge, let me go fix it for them. I don't think that works very well.
Of course, there's also the Steve Jobs philosophy. The Apple co-founder famously said, "A lot of times people don't know what they want until you show it to them." I asked Serene Grama what he thinks of that.
It's a good point, but I think very few of us are like Steve Jobs.
Grama says, sure, inventors can get lucky, but he knows firsthand it's best to understand the market before you design a product. Millions of Indians who now have more fresh milk are no doubt glad Grama has come to see things that way. For The World, Jason Margolis, Boston.